Hey guys, my name is Dylan Buell of DylanBuellPhotography.com. I'm a wedding and sport photographer in New Brunswick, Canada. I've just kind of decided to do a podcast to talk about my experiences in photography and help anyone who's trying to get into the industry gain a little insight from someone who's been doing it for a while. So the first thing I guess I'll talk about here is how I got into wedding photography. It was kind of a fluke, to be quite honest. When I was growing up, I was never the kid. Even in high school, I wasn't, you know, the one with the camera walking through the hallways, taking shots for the yearbook. That wasn't really me. I didn't have an interest in photography, probably until I was around 20 or 21. And it all started... I was working for Shoppers Drug Mart Photo Lab, Main Street, Fredericton, and this lady came in one day and just said, "Hey, do you shoot weddings?" And at that point, I was dabbling in photography a little bit, just starting to learn the technical aspect, how to use my camera, things like that. So I went home and I kind of thought about it for a little bit and discussed it with a few people, and I thought, you know what, why not? Let's do this. Let's try it out, see how it goes. And of course, they knew that I'd never shot a wedding before, and I had very little experience, but for whatever reason, they had confidence in me, and it turned out good. I had a lot of fun. The people were really awesome to work with, and ended up getting some pretty good shots that they were happy with, and I'm sure they're still using today. So that's kind of where it started for me. It was, and from there I realized, if you look at photography from a business standpoint, weddings is one of the only ways around in my area anyway, where you can go into taking photos and make a decent living at it over time. It is a building process. It took me a long time to get where I am today, and even now I still have a lot of work to do. Things, you can always get better, you can always improve, business can always grow, and you can always shoot more weddings in the summer. This past year I shot about 20, which is my busiest year yet, but I know people, I don't know about this market, but there are certainly people who shoot upwards of 30 to 40 weddings in a season, maybe more. If you're completely crazy, and I don't know, but 20 was pretty good. I'm shooting two about the same. If I can do the same next year, I'll be happy. 25 to 30 would be ideal. That's going to make for a really busy year. So at that point, I may need to start looking at bringing on someone to pick up the slack in the post-production or post-processing department, which... it's quite tedious. It takes longer than sometimes you would anticipate or someone sitting on the outside would think. I mean, if you think about it this way, you're sitting at a desk and you're looking at a computer and you're editing photos. It's not physically demanding by no means, except I know I've got up from my chair countless times and just had my back completely almost give out on me. And, you know, you get a little sore that way, but it's not physically demanding work by no means, but it is mentally straining. It can take a really long time to go through a wedding. I just edited a wedding. It took me 3 days, in total hours to go through. There were close to 2,000 photos of the whole day, and we ended up with about 1,500 images at the end. So, expect that when you're shooting, not every image is going to be that magical bang on moment. Some of them are just going to be like regular photos, nothing extremely amazing going on, but you're still capturing the moment at the same time. So yeah, moving forward, I hope to book even more brides for next year and build the business and expand. I recently moved from the Fredericton, New Brunswick area to St. John. We're in Quispam Sis specifically. So I'm looking for opportunities to kind of expand expand my brand and branch out a little bit more. I always say, like, I serve Atlantic Canada. I would even do a destination wedding. Actually, I did one this year in Mexico for my sister. So that's another little niche I've been trying to get into, destination weddings. But it's a tough market to break into. But we'll see. You may see some tropical destination wedding photography photos pop up on my website and my Facebook page down the road, but we'll see about that. That's kind of what I do in a nutshell. I said I do sport photography as well. I think I'll touch on that a little bit later on, maybe in a future podcast. We'll get into some technical aspects of how to shoot sports, specifically hockey. That's my focus. I grew up loving hockey. I'm still an avid hockey fan. This freaking lockout's killing me, but there's a deal on the table now. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. And I still play hockey. I play goalie, which probably just lends to my crazy personality. That's what I do. I want to use this podcast to talk a little bit more about my experiences in the wedding industry, how you can build your business, marketing, some editing techniques, like those crazy, super over-softened skin tones that just drive me nuts whenever I see that. Like, whose face looks like a melted cauldron of plastic? I don't know. Perfectly smooth, no texture. Whose face really looks like that? No one's. For me, Photoshop, it is a tool to enhance your images, and when you're speaking about skin tones and skin texture specifically, it's great for removing blemishes and things like that, and softening the skin up a little bit when it calls for it, but it doesn't always call for it. And from where I'm sitting, it never calls to overdo it. Like, when you're sitting in Lightroom and you're using that skin softening tool and your clarity, if you look at the little levels bars, you have your saturation, your clarity, exposure, etc. A skin softening tool is basically a clarity tool in Lightroom, from what I can see anyway. When you're using that and you're down to like negative 100 or negative 70, a lot of times it's too much. In those cases, less is more. When you look at an image, you don't want to immediately think, holy shit, that is Photoshopped to death. Wow, she has no texture to her face. Like, no, don't do that. You want your images to maintain a certain realism. At least I do anyway. That's a message that I always give to my brides and to the people who I end up taking photos for. There's different ways to make sure that people look good, like before you take the photo, as opposed to saying, oh, I'll just Photoshop that afterwards. And in the end, if it's not done properly, your photos end up looking like really fuzzy, blurry messes, for lack of a better term. So keep that in check. That's just a little tip right off the top of my head. So anyway, subscribe to the podcast. I want to do some more of these. Maybe make it a weekly thing, or every 2 weeks, or just kind of freestyle whenever I feel like going on a tangent or giving you guys some info. If you have any questions, just go to my website, dylanbuellphotography.com, and click contact. That's going to go right to my inbox. So any questions, or if you'd like me to photograph your wedding, anything like that, portraits, I do that too. That can go right to the website, click contact, and it's going to go directly to my inbox, and I'll get back to you ASAP. That's all for now, folks. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.